Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
D-A-L-I. All right, stop dancing. Come on. We got work to do. Thank you. We got work to do. Apparently, we've got... This is, like, so exciting in medical news. Realize, a lot of my headlines are really boring. You know, so I got to start my show going, you know, there's a new medicine out for cholesterol. There's a new advancement in emphysema. But we got something super, super cool. Super, super cool. Remember, we've been talking about these super bugs and these bacteria that are resistant to everything. Well, now we have the superest, most powerful antibiotic, takes. Teixobactin, I think we pronounce it, or Teixobactin, and this is supposed to be the new antibiotic that could kill drug-resistant superbugs. If they are going to make another Avenger movie, this bacteria gets its own uniform or outfit or something. In fact, I think this sucker is more powerful than Thor. So I'm pretty, pretty excited about that. Also in the news, we need to talk about 9 measles cases have been linked to the Disney theme parks in California. What? How do you get measles from Disneyland? I mean, Disneyland is huge. So we'll talk about that. Then we are going to talk about how an avocado a day can keep the cholesterol medicine away. All right? For those of us that love guacamole, I put guacamole on my cereal. I love guacamole. You're going to really, really enjoy that. And the rise of the Belfies. All right, forget taking selfies on Facebook and Instagram. It's now all about taking a picture of your butt. So as you can see, we got an extremely juicy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too juicy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Kim Kardashian made the whole butt picture famous, although Jennifer Aniston said, I was the first one to do it. I guess she and, I don't know if it was Rolling Stones or something, had her butt on the cover. I've been asked to perform a Belfie. The problem with that is the magazine cover will only barely get one small quadrant of my butt. And so, no, I can't do it. I did post, I was dressed, of course, what I had in terms of Belfies. Apparently, when you walk away from the counter talking to the Pawn Star guys, you know, Rick and them, and Chumbly, as you walk away, the camera sometimes gets your butt. So I posted those Belfies on my Twitter and Facebook. Nothing too exciting. But, I mean, this Belfie craze is ridiculous. In fact, there's companies making money on Belfies. There's something called a Belfie stick. It's a company from on.com. And it has, I guess, an extendable arm and a hinge to allow you to get the optimum angle to take a picture of your tushy. All right. You know, Belfie, I guess, is for butt and then selfie. Now, why are we so, what is supposed to be so exciting about the butt? Well, in nature, people like round. if you notice, edges are not as excited as round. You know, I notice my, you know, the animals that I have, my pets, okay, they aren't really excited about tables. They may rub against the table edge, but they love round. For example, I have this big, huge stuffed toy dog, and where do they like to cuddle up against? The dog's tushy. Same thing with breasts. Breasts are round. They're plumpy. They're bouncy. That's very attractive to animals in the animal kingdom. Even, it's funny, even my guy cat, he will lay his head, you know, I'll try to lay him across my shoulder, lay him behind my neck, you know, put him in my lap. No, he has to lay his head on my chest. It's ridiculous. I'm like, really? Really? I'm married. Stop it. They say, according to Mail Online, evolutionary scientists claim the male attraction to a large female bottom is due to an ingrained preference for women with a small waist-to-hip ratio. Apparently, the waist-to-hip ratio is calculated by dividing the waist measurement by the hip size. The smaller the waist in relation to hip, the more attractive a woman appears to a man. The study found that fat around curvy hips and thighs hold higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids, which will help the growth of the fetus during pregnancy. Here's the thing I'm worried about. Okay, a lot of us just don't have a big tushy. Alright, we start to get the fat all over the place. If I could have just a small waist and a cute butt, I'd be happy, but that's not the case. The other thing, too, is it's does make a woman more attractive in mating if the attention is focused on the pelvis. So a small waist to then larger hips causes an animal in the animal kingdom to notice the hips more. Very interesting. I have 3 cats, 1 male, 2 girl kittens. One of the girl kittens is a little skinny, mini, tomboy-like. The other one is a big, round, curvy cat. Which cat do you think the male shaky boo likes to jump? It's Sashi, the one with all the curves. And then she acts like, oh, no, you know, I'm, you know, and then she acts like, you know, that he's disturbing her. Yeah, she lies around rolling her curves all over the place. She's such a little hoochie mama, I can't even say. But you see that in the animal kingdom. So, of course, people are interested in butts. So you're going to see more and more this year. 2015 is the year of the Belfie. I would strongly urge you to not buy certain things to make your butt look good or inject things into your butt, because what always swings on the pendulum is small butts are going to come back. And when that happens, I am really, really screwed. So enjoy it, ladies. Now while we got it, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so antibiotics have been around for many, 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 many years. The first antibiotic, of course, was penicillin. We talked about how that was, we went into the history of penicillin and how that was discovered, and it's a fascinating story, but I need to talk about what's gone on now from the time of us playing around in a laboratory and going, wow, this kills bacteria, like we found with penicillin, to what we have now, where this is one of these super bugs that we could use in our arsenal for some of the deadliest bacteria out there. This is some pretty exciting stuff, and it's called Teoxobactin. Now, what do antibiotics do? Okay, well, many of you say, oh, antibiotics weaken the immune system. Antibiotics are bad for you. Antibiotics are not bad for you, okay? Antibiotics are bad for bacteria. Maybe secondarily, we start to see resistance, and then people, unfortunately, could get stronger bugs. And we do believe that the antibiotic overuse that we have seen in this country over the last few decades have led to these superbugs, these bugs that are resistant to multiple types of medications and antibiotics. And so, but antibiotics are antibacterial. An antiviral is antivirus. So you don't use antibiotics for flu, okay? And you don't use antivirals for a bacterial infection. Use antibiotics, okay? We started to see ampicillin, then amoxicillin, benzyl penicillin, the erythromycins, the cephalosporins, the fluoroquinolones, the sulfaclass. So there's tons of different types of antibiotics depending on how they can kill the bacteria. You got the bacteriostatic and you got the bactericidal. Bactericidal kills, like penicillin. Okay? It'll interfere with the cell wall, interfere with the cell content, so the bacteria will just die. Bacteriostatic drugs, like I believe the erythromycin family, etc., prevents the bacteria from multiplying. So some antibiotics are cidal, some antibiotics are static, meaning keeping things static at bay type of thing, okay? They say, unfortunately, thousands of people now are dying from bacterial infections that are antibiotic resistant. Okay? Now, we talked about how bacteria becomes resistant. Okay? You give penicillin or a Z-Pak, etc. Right? And you slam the bacteria. Some of the bacteria can't multiply, will die on their own. Some of the bacteria will die. Some of the bacteria don't like the new environment. It's not hospitable. The infection may stop, whatever. However, some bacteria will live through the storm and go, that was it? Is that all you got? And then, of course, it lives. And it grows on and it multiplies. And if that bacteria was super strong enough to not be affected by the antibiotic, a lot of times that bacteria's progeny, its little baby bacteria, the little babies, are now also as strong and resilient as papa or mama bacteria. Not that a pup and a mama bacteria get together. That isn't how it happens. All right. So now you have a new generation, and then their generation of these very resilient bugs. Unfortunately, with MRSA and some of the Clostridium difficiles and the Enterobacter, if we don't have a medication that could kill it, we end up succumbing to the bacteria and then unfortunately dying. This class now is apparently the first in nearly three decades. Even though, yeah, we've had new antibiotics hit the market, this is a new class. And it's being reported by all the agencies as even better than any other drug we've ever seen. What makes a better antibiotic? Well, one, it has to work, okay? And two, it has to work quickly. Right? Because we want speed and recovery. We don't want to give you something that takes a month. But not only does it need to work quickly and be efficacious and efficient, but it also needs to work quickly to prevent resistance. If you knock out the bacteria before any could survive and regroup and form more progeny, you will then hopefully prevent resistance. So, laboratory tests have shown this new antibiotic called Teixeira can kill some bacteria as quickly as established antibiotics and can cure laboratory mice suffering from bacterial infections with no toxic side effects. Studies have also revealed this prototype drug works against harmful bacteria in such a unique way that it won't allow drug resistance. This is being reported by independent.co.uk. Now, what's interesting is they used a certain type of, this thing called an eye chip. I need to talk you guys through this because this is interesting, okay? Apparently, This was, I believe, Northeastern University in Boston. They worked with the National Institutes of Health and the German government to develop what they call an eye chip being licensed to Novobiotic Pharmaceuticals. Now, they grew back these bacteria, I guess, in soil. Okay? Because apparently certain bacteria cannot be grown in the lab. They use the lattice of these tiny wells holding individual bacteria within agar. Remember, agar is in kind of the petri dish that we would string bacteria on to help grow. The eye chip is covered with this permeable membrane, then replaced into the soil. Using this technique, Dr. Lewis's team was able to screen 10,000 bacteria that they could not culture in the past. They discovered a new bacteria called Eleftheria terrae, which showed good activity against another bacteria, Staph aureus, okay, as well as 25 new compounds. This Teixobacton, as they're saying, is a bacteria like a fish, and the eye chip is the rod. Having the rod guarantees you'll get more fish. Does that kind of make sense on how they're doing this? Now, they use this eye chip to discover that this Teixobacton can show some great activity against MRSA, enterococci, C. diff, etc. And it is cidal, meaning not static, right? So what does cidal mean? It's going to be in your popcorn. It means it kills the bacteria. It just doesn't prevent them from overgrowing. And so this is pretty cool. Now, one problem we have is the carbapenem-resistant enterobacter, which we talked about, the CRE. These CREs are on the rise. It doesn't look like it can handle that, but it did show 100% efficacy against MRSA. And MRSA is that bad, nasty, resistant, methicillin-resistant infection that we're starting to see a lot in hospitals. We're seeing it picked up in gyms, schools, etc. And we've seen people get MRSA infections and then go into sepsis and then start to lose their extremities. So if this takes the Bactin, you know, satisfies, you know, the clinical trials with humans, et cetera, this could be absolutely, groundbreaking. Now, some of you are like, all right, Dahlia, I just can't get as excited about this as you are. Well, I have to be excited, okay? Because remember, I'm not good with pronouncing the it's the linezolid. I'm not very, very good with pronouncing the generic names. Linezolid was the bacteria we used against MRSA. And we would put people on this who had these MRSA infections. Unfortunately, we started to find that it became resistant as well. So I'm not thinking that this antibiotic is going to be resistant free, but it sounds like they're designing it to move like lightning. So I'm pretty excited about that. Now, does that mean you guys can get it? Does that mean you guys could afford it? Do the Obamacare plans pay for it? I don't know. All right. However, this company will hopefully be able to, work with hospitals, work with the CDC, et cetera, such that they get very nicely reimbursed for letting us use our medication, not as expensively. I know that's in la-la land, but that's what I'm hoping, because I know we got people right now fighting for their lives against MRSA, and this is a phenomenal drug. So pretty, pretty exciting stuff. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more. You know, another interesting design is there is a new hazmat suit for Ebola workers. Okay? As we know, Ebola has claimed about 8,000 lives last year, including 360 healthcare workers. And a team at Johns Hopkins University has developed a prototype protective suit to better shield healthcare workers on the front line of the epidemic. The suit has zippers and fasteners that fall off and peel outward, so you don't have to give yourself Ebola when you're trying to get out of the suit. It looks pretty cool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Don, who is working the dials today. Ron writes, my doctor refuses to give me an antibiotic, and I stay sick. He says it's a cold and doesn't require one. So I take my wife's Z-Pak, and I feel better. Echinacea didn't work. Why is that? What's a cold? Why do Z-Paks cure colds? It's a good question because a lot of you guys are taking Z-Packs. And if you ever want to ask me a question, you can do so a variety of ways. One is you can email us at drdahlia.com on our website, or you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When anybody says, I have a cold, a doctor or medical provider will think virus. But many of you will use the term, I have a cold, when you're sick. Coughing, sneezing, stuffy nose, headache, fever, you know, kind of feeling a little ucky. You'll say the word flu when you have high fever, body aches, okay? Again, you know, viral. But, you know, I've been asked many, many times, why are Z-Packs making viral illnesses feel better? Okay, remember, Z-Packs are in that macrolide class, the bacteriostatic class. Remember, we talked about bactericidal, which kills bacteria like your penicillin, flagyls, fluoroquinolones, macrobid, things like that, whereas the static, that slows down growth and prevents multiplying and other aspects of bacteria from multiplying and performing the DNA replication, etc. The Z-Packs, erythromycin, the tetracyclines, the Bactrims, those are in that class, okay? The sulfas, etc. And so, you know, maybe you're starting an infection with a bacteria that has been attracted to all the activity that's been happening with the virus, all right, such that the viral aspect may not be bothering you as much as the bacterial aspect. Maybe the Z-Pack's handling that and you're feeling better. Or, you know, what I've seen a lot, and we've talked about this on the show at great length, what I've seen is the placebo effect, where you're feeling bad, you know, you're trying to take the echinacea, you're taking some zinc, you're taking some vitamin C, you're not feeling better. All of a sudden you get an antibiotic and, whoa, you feel better. And maybe it's the placebo effect of it. But I think there's something more to that Z-Pack or some of these other antibiotics where maybe there's a little bit of an anti-inflammatory component that just allows you to feel perked up because it doesn't work as fast as everybody's claiming. You know, people will say, Dahlia, I'll take my Z-Pack or I'll take that Cipro and I will feel better within 2 hours. An antibiotic is not supposed to work that quickly because, listen, what you're feeling when you feel sick is not the little tiny bacterial microbe. It's the inflammation and all the sequelae that that bacteria or that virus is causing. So, like, for example, when you have a bad cough like bronchitis, you'll be mad that you took an antibiotic and you're still coughing a week or two later. Well, of course, because you still have all the, you know, you still have all the inflammatory junk still in there. You still have the goblet cells making mucus. You still have the leukotrienes and the histamines and interleukins and all the other stuff that's causing the bradykinins, that's, you know, causing that inflammatory response. So you taking an antibiotic and feeling 2 hours later, and trust me, I've done that too. I will feel better within hours of taking an antibiotic. My guess is there's something else to it that must, and I'm not saying it's like a Motrin or a steroid, it doesn't have those components in it, but there's something else to it that may cause the body to either immediately recognize, wait a second, help is on the way, maybe we don't have to make the inflammatory stuff, or some other mechanism that decreases your inflammatory response to your cold. Now, again, I don't know if that's been studied, but there's got to be some reason you're feeling better instantaneously after taking an antibiotic. Okay? Now, one of you asked me on break, was it Louis Pasteur that is responsible for discovering the first... No, Louis Pasteur, this is very interesting. Fleming, Sir Alexander Fleming was the one that gets credit for penicillin. He's the one that, you know, was studying the fungus, penicillium, and then he had found that it had been killing some of the bacterial cultures and was like, oh, okay, well, then here's penicillin. That was was back in the 20s, back in England, like 1928. Pasteur, back in 1877, was the first to say that, you know, bacteria may be able to be used to kill other bacteria, because he was studying anthrax, all right? And then he also came up with the pasteurization method. We talked about pasteurization, where it's not a sterilization, but you heat to a very, very high degree, and then you rapidly cool, and that would kill bacteria. You also had Lister. Lister, back in the 70s, 1870s, was also working on antibacterial type stuff with the penicillium. So even though Sir Alexander Fleming gets the credit for coming up with penicillin back in 1928, you had other people involved. Back in the 1600s, you had a John Parkington who had suggested using mold as a form of treatment for illnesses. So this wasn't just a brand new spanking idea, okay? Real quick, just going back to some history, this is very, very interesting. Being reported by Explorable.com, they said Greeks and Indians had in ancient times used molds and other plants to treat infections. Duh, we've known that. People have been going to the vegetarian kingdom to look at, look at ways to treat things in the animal kingdom. They said in Greece and Serbia, moldy bread was traditionally used to treat wounds and infections. So if you want to blame antibiotic resistance to the doctors of the 80s and 90s, you could technically blame ancient Greece and Serbians. Warm soil was used in Russia by peasants to cure infected wounds. Why? Because soil had fungus. Sumerian doctors, they said, would give patients beer soup mixed with turtle shells and snake skins. Babylonian doctors, apparently, according to this report, healed the eyes using a mixture of frog bile and sour milk. They say in Sri Lanka, an army used oil cake to serve as a desiccant and antibacterial. So this is, we've been trying to figure out how to cure people using, you know, everyday stuff around us. Remember we were talking about pimples and toothpaste. You know, so many of us have found that it's Colgate toothpaste, I think, works the best, the white kind, that the Colgate will desiccate it. Maybe the fluoride helps kill the bacteria. And it doesn't have to be that it's a quote-unquote antibiotic, but it has to be antibacterial in nature. You know, some of you have noticed going in for dermabrasion or facials keep acne away. Well, if it's something that deters the bacteria from sitting there and growing, then it's going to, then look like it's anti-acne or antibacterial. So, I hope scientists keep it up. I'm pretty excited about, a new antibiotic being on the way. By the way, asking about why your doctor is refusing to give you an antibiotic and then you get better all of a sudden, doctors are now under a lot of pressure to not give the antibiotic when not needed. Unfortunately, this pressure has, I think, already caused some issues, like that Georgia teen that had that necrotizing fasciitis after a zip lining incident and lost her, I believe, her hands and legs from the sepsis that ensued. But the doctor's hesitation to write antibiotics will save people in the long run in terms of not producing more antibacterial drugs. However, it can unfortunately cause some misses, so you have to be extremely diligent on being on top of your medical provider going, I'm getting worse. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to thank you guys for the compliments you give me. I know there's about three of you out there that like the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really, really appreciate it. One of you asked if I was going to be named in the 2015 People's Choice Awards, right? That aired, I believe, yesterday. And I think what happened is there was nobody else to run against, that they decided not to have a super hot radio doc category. However, who did win the 2015 People's Choice Awards for favorite movie actor was Robert Downey Jr. For favorite TV show, Big Bang Theory. Favorite comedic TV actress, Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting. Favorite dramatic TV actor, Patrick Dempsey. Favorite movie was Maleficent. I still haven't seen it. Favorite movie actress, Jennifer Lawrence. Favorite TV show, The Voice. For daytime TV host, Ellen DeGeneres. Talk show host, Jimmy Fallon. For male actor, Adam Sandler. For actress, Melissa McCarthy. For dramatic movie, The Fault in Our Stars. TV show, Saturday Night Live. I don't watch a lot of these. Simpsons for animated. Ed Sheeran for male artist, Taylor Swift for female artist, favorite group was Maroon 5, Hunter Hayes for country, male, female country, Carrie Underwood, country group, Lady Antebellum, hip-hop, Iggy Azalea, R&B artist, Pharrell Williams, and they really should have rounded out the night with favorite radio doctor, Dr. Dahlia. But they didn't. It's okay. Maybe next year. Now, we do have a favorite word of 2015. This is going to be one of the newest words trending. It's called a reducitarian. Do you guys know what a reducitarian is? Reducitarians cut back their intake of meat, seafood, dairy, but they don't technically become a full-blown vegetarian. Hence, it's the rise of the reducitarian. I think a lot of us are reducitarians. We just weren't named. We were just people going, I'm not going to be a vegetarian, but I'm going to try. Which is, I think very helpful to the vegetarian cause, because usually people think, oh, if I'm not going to be a vegetarian, I'm just going to be the norm. Well, if a reducitarian becomes the norm, then a vegetarian will not feel so outcast, like a lot of people try to outcast vegetarians. I think vegetarians are way cool, all right? They're some of my healthiest patients. Okay, so they say not only becoming a reducitarian benefits your health, they say it also benefits the environment. All right, Brian Kateman, the founder of Reducitarian Blog, had coined the phrase, is now urging people to take the 30-day less meat pledge. He is asking people to commit to eating less, higher quality meat, and reducing their dairy and seafood consumption over a month. He hopes to bring together a community of other groups like the semi-vegetarians, the flexitarians. Yeah, there's something called a flexitarian. These are people who eat mainly a plant-based diet, but also eat environmentally sustainable levels of meat, dairy, and seafood. He says eating less meat is easy, healthy, and good for the environment. Apparently, a study found that switching to a plant-based diet could reverse diabetes, and I believe other studies have shown that vegans and vegetarians live longer than meat eaters. I don't know if we have 100% science or proof, but to me, it makes some sense. Okay, I always tell my patients to decrease their meat. Why? More for me. All right, they say we know our planet is in trouble, Mr. Kateman says, and we know that meat production, from the clearing of lands and trees to the transportation of these products, accounts for nearly 20% of global greenhouse gas emissions, which is why a vegetarian's footprint is nearly half of that for a meat lover's, and a vegan, it's even lower. I don't even want to look at the footprint I leave behind. Meat production, they say, also requires a lot of water. Producing 1 pound of meat protein requires 10 times the amount of water than producing grain protein. All right? So it's not that you're just eating less meat, but you're supposed to eat better quality meat. Okay? What constitutes better quality meat? I wonder if that's like the grass-fed animals, less organic. I don't know. I'm trying to see. Let me see here. I don't know. I don't know if they exactly tell us what the better quality is. Probably less fat on it. Sorry. Anyway, there was a study that came out, remember, a couple months ago, saying half of people who became vegetarians started eating meat again. Almost a third relapsed within 3 months. Now, why is there such a fascination, okay, with meat? I think one is because people make fun of vegetables and they, you know, make fun of fruits and vegetables. And I think psychologically people say it's healthy. So once you tell somebody they're eating something healthy, yeah, they may get a little initial buzz with it going, oh, okay, well, you know, that's good. I'm on a, you know, but then all of a sudden they start to feel like they're missing something. People want a little bit of quote unquote bad in their lives. They want a treat. They want to cheat. They want to do a little something. Okay? You know, look how excited you are when you win something free. Either in a lottery or a fast food little game that they have. Oh, I got a free burger. Whenever you get something free, it is such a high. That's why gambling is so addictive. When you win, even if it's just a little amount, that high from winning free money is unmatchable to anything else. So people like to feel like they're getting away with something without being really, really bad or really, really unethical. And so sinking your teeth into a big succulent piece of meat when you know gosh darn well you should be eating more fruits and vegetables is something that not only tantalizes our taste buds, but it tantalizes our mind. You know, one of the reasons why I eat meat is because I used to do the, you know, carbohydrates in the morning. I'd have some cereal, I'd have some toast, I'd have an English muffin. I'd be hungry within an hour. But if I eat some meat, I'm not as hungry. So unfortunately, my meat consumption, because we couldn't afford meat a lot of times. We got meat, you know, once in a while. And or whatever our portion was really small because meat was expensive, a part of your dinner. And then, you know, whatever meat you got with the school lunches. But we weren't having meat eaters in the 70s or 80s, all right? But I noticed that if I had bought some turkey slices or whatever at the grocery store, even though it was a hell of a lot more expensive than the carbs, that would last me longer than the carbs. So on a very, very, very tiny, strict budget, and boy, was I skinny, I tell you. You know, I was able to then you know, make the food last longer. So you're going to see, unfortunately, a rise in meat eaters as you keep hearing a push to cut the carbs. I told you, I tried a vegetarian diet a while back to lose weight, and I gained. Why? Because I started compensating with the carbs. For some of us, the carbs is what kills our metabolism and kills our weight. And so as we're starting to get more and more of these studies coming out saying avoid the sugar, avoid breads and rices and grains, and try to eat more lean meat and fish, etc., you're going to see people go, well, if I can't eat bread and butter, then I'm going to just have more steak. And that's where we have to be careful. So this reducitarian movement, I think it's cool. Bravo. All the power to you. I think I like it. I'm a fan. But don't be shocked when you start to see more meat eaters, because right now the new bandwagon is no carbs. And I think a lot of us have realized that the South Beach Atkins type thing, which allows you to be a little bit more protein based, is helping people get through the no carbs. When we come back, an avocado a day lowers the cholesterol and may keep the medicine at bay. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.